Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Morning Mindset. It is time for us to put our focus on the truth of God so that we can align our minds with that truth. The reason that is so important and the reason this short little audio every morning is called the Morning Mindset is because when we align our minds with the truth of God, then and only then are we able to live according to the truth of God. Think about that word aligned, alignment. When you get an alignment on your car, what are you doing? Well, you may not even know this, but you are getting the front wheels especially, but actually all four wheels of your car pointed in the very same direction. Because imagine what's going to happen to your car if one of those wheels, or maybe two of them, are slightly out of kilter with the others. They're not aligned. Well, your car is not only going to wear the tires in an odd way and wear them out more quickly, but your car is going to perhaps vibrate in an odd way. It's going to have a harder time getting down the road the way that it should. This issue of alignment is vital. And for believers in Christ, we are trying to align our minds each day with the truth of God. So we are running in the same direction that He is. Isn't that a helpful illustration? I find that very helpful to myself to think, okay, I want to be on the same track, moving in the same direction that my God is. And I do that by thinking about myself and the world and my way of living and showing up in the world in the same way that He does. And we align our minds to the truth of God by understanding the truth of God, by applying it to the way that we think and live. And we've been doing that most recently in the book of Romans, chapter 12, verse number 12. We're looking at the last phrase in verse number 12, where the Apostle Paul tells us, be constant in prayer. This is similar to the phrase you hear from the New Testament as well, pray without ceasing. Now, of course, it doesn't mean never stop praying, as in you need to be on your hands and knees 24/7 praying all the time. That's not what it means. It's not a posture of prayer in terms of your physical posture, but it is a posture of prayer in terms of your mental awareness. And let's talk about that for a moment. And I have to say right here at the front end of this description, I am no expert at this. I struggle just like anybody else with keeping my mind focused on God in an attitude of prayer. But it's important that we bring ourselves into alignment. There's that word again. It's important that we align ourselves with what God says about this because He's giving us commands that are not only for our good, but also that will enable us to bring Him greater glory in our lives. So when He says, be constant in prayer, He's instructing us that we need to have an attitude of mindfulness, and mindfulness about a specific thing, mindfulness that we are always in communication with our Father, so that every circumstance, every conversation we have, every opportunity we have to interact with people, every decision we have to make is one that we are able on the spot to pray about and to pray in light of. You see, I have known people in my life. My wife is one of these people who is constantly in prayer. She actually embodies this phrase to me. Be constant in prayer in everything that's happening. She is engaged with the Father in a mental conversation. She is asking the Lord what He thinks about the situation. She is considering the situation in light of this relationship that she has with the Father. Those may be big circumstances, big decisions we're facing, or big challenges that she's trying to overcome in her own life. They may be small things, relatively small things from our perspective. You know, what color socks to wear, what place to go today. You know, and not that I'm saying we have to micromanage every decision and take it to the Lord officially in some sense of prayer. But please get my point. This is about relationship. This is about an ongoing dialogue. Just like you would talk with someone who's seated with you across the table, we are walking with the Lord Jesus Christ every day. Let's go and talk to Him all day long today. Join me again tomorrow.